Well, Butch, you must be devastated with the result of the race at Tattersalls Park on Thursday night, where your Kennel Star and champion Big Moose, he fractured a hock. What's the verdict?
Well, we've had him x-rayed this morning. It's not good. He won't ever race again. He's broken in three places and dislocated the joint. So we've just got to let him settle down for a couple of days and then we'll operate and pin it and go from there.
You must have been heartbroken, Butch.
Oh, one of the worst things I've had in ground racing. I lost another really good dog going back probably 4 years called Zanzibar. In Launceston, he broke a hock. And then Big Moose's brother, he broke a hock in Hobart. And now this fellow, he was the cream. He was my favourite. He was the fastest dog I've ever trained. And he was going as fast now as he's ever gone. And it was very upsetting. I was still upset.
Well, his record speaks for itself. 86 starts, 50 wins, 21 minor placings, over 170,000 in stakes. Dogs like that don't come along every day, Butch.
No, definitely not. No, from the first day we let him go on the track, I said to the owners then, this dog's going to be a champion. And they said, oh, you can't tell me that now. I said, don't you believe it? I said, take him home for a month and put him in cotton wool. And I knew from the word go how good he'd be.
Of course, you're talking about Justin and Brian Crawford, the father-son combination, who have raced the whole litter. And they bought the litter from and bred the litter from a bitch that you sold them, Eden Rose.
Yeah, exactly. I advertised Eden Rose for sale in the Melbourne paper, and we had a few tyre kickers, as I call them, wanted to take the bitch on a pup basis, but we had a sister, Cobbity Light and Eden Rose, and I couldn't breed from them both, and we made an arrangement with the Crawfords, who have been terrific owners, and this is the result of the first litter.
How are Justin and Brian taking the Big Moose ending his career this way?
Oh, no, they're very disappointed. Brian and his wife was here this morning after I got back from the vets, and just, you know, devastated, the same as me. It's like losing one of your family, this dog. I've had him for 2.5 years, I think, now here at my place, and he's just like one of the kids.
Well, it's a tough game, this racing. It's full of highs and full of lows, and I guess this is probably one of the lowest that you've experienced.
Oh, most definitely. To go to Hobart with four or five dogs last night and win two races and think you're on top of the world and to be devastated to lose your champion, it's most unreal.
Well, Butch, let's hope that Big Moose can do his best as a stud dog. That's obviously the next career he has.
Yes, he'll stand at stud. We've had him tested and DNA'd and everything. It's just a matter now of taking the semen from him, and he'll stand at stud here or at Crawford's, and there'll be straws available. And one good thing in his favour was that he did get to the 50 wins. That was a goal of mine to try and get that. And I think he'll throw some good pups because he's out of such a good litter that's won over 100 races. So who knows?
Well, everybody in the greyhound world's thinking of you, Butch, and also the Crawfords, for losing Big Moose to the racing game. But let's hope he can pass on his mega talent to some of his offspring in the years to come.
Yeah, thanks, Peter. We've had a lot of calls this morning from all over Australia, and it's been very heartwarming, and thanks for that.